Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up an hour's time, as always, at 9 o'clock, we're going to get a grip. You guys are hot on the phones there, so obviously we didn't get to the station buzz. We're going to make good on that later on in the show as well. But to get more on the trade of Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel start, and everything Browns, we welcome in our Cleveland Sports, Cleveland Browns beat reporter, Daryl Reuter, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Let's see. The Browns did make a trade today.
They did.
The quarterback position is just as murky as ever. got to hear from the Guardians today as well.
We did. Antonetti and Vogt.
World Series got used a lot. I can't remember the last time I heard those words used so much during a postseason wrap-up. But other than that, and the Cavs are playing tonight, too.
I was going to say, you almost missed it, Daryl. We had the trifecta tonight.
Yeah, pretty quiet day.
Oh, Daryl, there's so much to get to, so many things to cover. Let's start with, obviously, the news that really took Cleveland media by storm, but also got pretty good attention nationally media-wise. Joe Flacco traded in division to the Cincinnati Bengals. Did it catch you by surprise today?
Yeah, I didn't have that on the bingo card. I mean, I had a Joe Flacco trade on the bingo card, but to the Bengals with that offensive line, I wish Joe well, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think we can agree here, Daryl, obviously, as you just point to, like, this is not the thing that fans should be fearing gets the Bengals their feet up from under them and gets them ready to be a competitor whenever they do eventually get Joe Burrow back.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you get the move, right? They're trying to save their season, and Joe obviously saved the Browns' season in 2023, but, you know, this one has started off in the ditch with him as the starting quarterback and the struggling with the mobility and things like that. But, you know, look, I understand why Cincinnati did what they did, and they, you know, whatever, you give up a fifth-round pick to try and get yourself back to the playoffs. And obviously toward the end of the season, you're hoping that Joe Burrow is going to be back anyway for any type of a playoff run. But yeah, I thought that the Browns would move Joe Flacco at some point here before the trade deadline. I just didn't think that it'd be down I-71. But listen, kudos to both franchises for having the fax machines on and working this time around.
It's definitely a plus. Got that one done.
Do I need to explain that joke?
No, you do not. Okay. I fully understand that one, Daryl. It's a good thing that we got that one figured out this time. They're making sure they were early on it. Didn't want to take this one down to the wire.
Well, yeah, Sashi Brown is working in Baltimore, not Cleveland, so I'm confident that the paperwork went through.
Hey, and even they got a deal done today, so props to them, I guess. Daryl, with this move, should this mean that Shedeur Sanders is QB2 moving from here on out?
No, I don't think it guarantees anything as far as him being quarterback, too. I think that there's a chance they elevate Bailey Zappe to the active roster to be quarterback two. And Shedeur Sanders, who already is on the active roster, is QB three, the emergency quarterback. I misspoke there. I could see a situation where they do game day elevation for a couple of weeks here with Bailey Zappe to have him be QB two. Shedeur Sanders would be the emergency quarterback three. He's already on the active roster, and by league rule, your emergency quarterback has to be on the active 53-man roster. So I could see Bailey Zappe elevated, not added to the 53, but elevated here for a couple of weeks, similar to what they did to Joe Flacco back in 2023. Have him be the number two QB. Shedeur remains the emergency number three while they prep him and get him ready for what I am guessing to be an around or post Thanksgiving start.
Daryl, more likely that the next quarterback to be named is a starter heading into a week is Shedeur Sanders or somebody else not named Dylan Gabriel?
I still think there's a chance we see Deshaun Watson.
People don't like that.
I know, and you never say never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just think that there's a chance you could see him before you see Shedeur. My ideal scenario would be they would just pass the baton from one rookie to the other, have Dylan start for a while here until they see what they need to see, and then you put Shedeur on the field. And honestly, too, if you look at the Browns' schedule this year, it would make sense for them to play Shedeur late in the season because they do have a lot of home games. And let's be honest about it, there's not going to be a lot of reason to watch Cleveland Brown football later in the season. Starting November 16th, they host the Ravens. You've got a home game against them. Then you've got the 49ers here on November 30th. The Titans come in the following week, December 7th. December 21 is the Buffalo Bills, and then you wrap up your home schedule December 28th against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And by my math, I believe that's 5-7 games, if I've done that correctly. So you got 5 home games in 7 weeks. I think that would be the perfect time to give the people what they want, and that's to see Shedeur Sanders play some football.
All right, Daryl, obviously we got to see Dylan Gabriel this week, and what was a disappointing loss as a whole, but I sort of stepped away. And the way I guess I evaluated it was, for me, Dylan met expectations, even if that didn't look great. It was better than Joe, and it was kind of what I expected. Would you echo that, or did he fall short or climb above?
That's hard to say. I kind of think right now the plan is to kind of stay the course where they're at and what we've been talking about.
So I guess how would you have evaluated Dylan Gabriel's play? Like, if you had to sum it up into a sentence,
average.
What did it look? Average?
Yeah. It wasn't anything special. Didn't win, didn't lose for you. Threw 2 touchdown passes, very safe, conservative game plan. It was, I guess, the best of what I expected. And that's kind of what I expect from him going forward, even though I would like to see Kevin Stefanski loosen the reins for him and allow them. Allow Dylan to just kind of turn it loose a little bit, and let's see what he really has. You're 1-4 at this point. It doesn't matter, okay? You're dead in the water. It's about evaluation. So let's evaluate this kid. Give him the full package. Let him throw it down the field and really show us what he can or cannot do.
Hey, Daryl, I think that kind of plays into the way that they were once again conservative as we expected them to be. I've had, obviously, gripes with the way that the offense has operated through the first 4 weeks leading up to this week. Also had some gripes with the way it operated in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. And then you go through and Kevin Stefanski, whether you think it was a blunder or the defense just fell short, I don't love the way the timeouts are managed. What is it right now that I can point to and say Kevin Stefanski does well?
Press conferences?
No, I mean, I would, in the eyes of the Browns, you might do that well. I think in the eyes of everybody else, that is a big negative on the board.
I still think he calls good plays. You're never going to be perfect as a coach, and you're also as good as your execution on the field. And there have been execution breakdowns. So I still think he's a good coach. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. But when you've had to deal with 12 different starting quarterbacks since you've been here, and you're looking at, I think, the third or fourth consecutive season, you've needed at least three to get through a season. You might need four for a third straight year. Like, I just don't know how successful you really can be. And then also, too, there's the plan, right? This is now all about evaluating the kids, getting them experience, and really looking toward the future. And especially if you look at this particular draft class, there's an awful lot for Browns fan to be excited about. You might not be excited about the results on the scoreboard right now, but you got 10 draft picks next year. I believe 8 of those are in the top 150. There's next year, if Andrew Berry has the same or similar draft success that he had this year, this football team should be able to bounce back here in the next year or two, and obviously in time to move into the Brook Park Barn Dominium and be a competitive club again.
So would you evaluate this as Kevin being more on the hot seat this week than he has been any other week? And how hot is that seat actually?
I don't think the seat's hot. I mean, I know people want the seat to be hot. I don't think it's hot. Certainly not hot for Andrew Berry. How are you going to fire Andrew Berry after this draft class? You can't fire him for you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Kevin is coaching the kids, and the kids are playing well. You know? Okay, so I get it. They're 4-18 in the last 22, and I put the stat out there, and 19 of those games, they have failed to score 20 points. I get all that. I do. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Barring just an absolute knockdown, drag out fight behind the scenes between him and Andrew Berry, right now, I just don't see either one of those guys getting fired. And I know that's not what fans want to hear. And I know drama sells, but right now, neither one of these guys is acting like their jobs are in jeopardy. And I frankly don't believe their jobs are in jeopardy right now as we have this conversation. Subject to change, of course. We'll see how the rest of this thing plays out here in 2025.
Of course, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you did mention Guardian spoke today. I saw you posting clips up on X, and it's obviously over at the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. People can check it out there as well.
Yeah, the complete long form, the 23-minute session that myself and three other electronic reporters were there asking questions. The writers had their own sit-down session with them upstairs, and then they came down to the multi-purpose interview room to do it in front of the cameras and the microphones. And that full long form is available on the YouTube page. I posted some highlights on my X account, and they said a lot. A lot was said. World Series was said an awful lot as well. Which is something I'm not used to that organization really talking about, the disappointment of not winning a World Series. I don't know why they're disappointed. The team was pretty not that great this year. They were great for like 6 weeks in the season. The offense was pretty terrible. But I get it. I think they're trying to project a message toward fans that are feeling the angst of 1948. They're trying to project, hey, we are trying to win a World Series. We're happy with how things went there down the stretch. But the bottom line is winning the World Series is what we're about, and we didn't get that done. So that's the disappointment that we live with.
Hey, Daryl, I know one of the clips you posted, one of the things that was obviously addressed there was Stephen Kwan potentially being on this team moving forward.
Yeah, I asked that question amongst many that I asked, including about spending money this offseason. But I think Stephen Kwan may have played his last game here in Cleveland, unfortunately. I believe he's up for arbitration this year, but they've been trying to get him extended, and Kwan is not going to do what Jose Ramirez did, and that is take a massive hometown discount to stay here. He's been playing for early in his career was under $1 million. Now he's above that, but he wants to get paid his value, and so he's not going to sign here for anything less than that, in my view.
Daryl, what did you make of the resurface clip that popped up on social media about Jose Ramirez's comments about basically the direction of this team? He was on a Spanish-speaking podcast that had to be translated, but did you make anything of that?
Well, no, first of all, I was efforting to get a proper translation of it, and short of that, I got a parsed translation of that, and I don't think that's fair to Jose to throw a hot take out there based on a parsed translation. I'll say this, because I did post the clip. Chris Antonetti was asked about Hosey and the hometown discount and the years on that hometown discount starting to run out, right? As Chris often does, close to the vest, didn't say a lot, but I do, from my perspective, this is my opinion, I do feel like they're wasting this kid's career. You had a arguably the greatest player in franchise history, and that's with all due respect to all those Hall of Famers that came before him. But this guy does it all. Okay, typically Hall of Famers, they either hit well or they field well. I go back to the 90s. That's how it was, right? I mean, yep. Jim Thome, not exactly a gold glover, but he could hit a ball 600 feet. Manny Ramirez, Manny's Manny, hits a ball 600 feet. You know what I'm saying? Gets a little bit confused out there. Omar Vizquel, every once in a while, I get a little pop in the bat, but batting average is, but he could be a vacuum cleaner at shortstop. Hosey is he's a vacuum cleaner. He's got a brilliant arm. He can hit for average and power from both sides of the plate. He is the most complete baseball player I've ever seen. And we've been blessed to see a lot of great players over the last 30-plus years with this franchise. And I just feel like they really are wasting this kid's career by not spending to put guys around him. It's great that they made the playoffs seven times in 10 years, okay? Mm-hmm. Only twice have they had a legitimate chance to win a World Series. That was in 2016 and 2017, okay? All the other years, it was, glad to be here. And that's no chance to win. They had no chance to win the World Series this year. Like, I get what they said about being disappointed they didn't win a World Series, but you had no chance with that offense to win a World Series this year. Come on now, okay? Let's be realistic. But I would really, really, and that's why I asked, hey, you got 2 million fans in the ballpark each of the last 2 years. You know, the economics going to allow you to open the wallet a little bit. And, well, the response I got from Antonetti, and I posted the clip, was, well, we're really happy and appreciative of our fans that really showed up and showed out. Well, that didn't answer my question. I'm going to put that in the translator, but nope, they are not going to spend a lot of money this offseason.
Sort of feels that way. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. We'll definitely be looking forward to a game in Pittsburgh as we talk tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait for that beating.
Feels like it's a weekly occurrence at this point.
It's inevitable. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
No doubt. Talk to you then, Daryl.
All right, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're going to react to what Daryl had to say coming back as well. I thought good stuff on Kevin Stefanski, which I'll ask the question straight out at 216-474-0092. Do you still feel like Kevin Stefanski is a good coach? We'll get your calls and more into that in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Let's throw it to Michael for a 2020. And of course, if you missed it, Odyssey Rewind feature, you guys can go back and check it out over there. But I thought it was interesting because I asked Daryl, basically throwing out the question on Kevin Stefanski, you know, what is it that Kevin does well at this point? Daryl hesitated and was like, oh, he still calls good plays. You know, he's still pretty much a good coach. He still does things well. And then obviously you can reflect back, as Daryl did, on the record that he's had here and everything else. This is the week that he pointed out for me more than any week that has been there before. And I think rightfully so. Is that I think this week you can question more than ever how good of a coach Kevin Stefanski actually is. Because there's times where I go back and I give a lot of credence to the fact that Kevin's had a ton of different quarterbacks here. Obviously, them tying up a ton of money in Deshaun Watson and then Deshaun not playing well doesn't help Kevin Stefanski. He's an offensive mind and to get the offense rolling. It's like, okay, this is the year where everything goes back to how you want it to work. And we know Kevin Stefanski offense needs a good run game to work. The Browns have that right now. Like, Quinshon has put up, 80-plus yards in now 3 straight weeks? Just totaling it by himself. And he went over 100 yards against the Vikings. Or I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, you've gotten the offense in the run game part down. You have a quarterback that fits everything you want to do. The entire reason he's here is because you love the things that he's good at because it fits a prototypical Kevin Stefanski offense. Again, I thought Dylan Gabriel looked fine. The offense still didn't score 20 points, which, guys, out of the wild stats that you can throw out where you select a number of games where I think it's like 22 and in 19 of them you haven't scored 20 or more points. You can select all of these things. Either way, it is wild to think about the fact that with the offensive pieces you have here, even if they're not worldly, they're not a Super Bowl level offense, they're not even a good level offense, that you can't score 20. Against some of the defenses you've been playing. Now, again, we talked about Brian Flores a lot last week and how he's going to make it difficult on a rookie quarterback. It's a good defense. You've played good defenses. You've also played some not great defenses. The Bengals are an atrocious defense. The Lions are not a good defense. You still haven't found a way to put 20 points on the board. As the offensive mind, that gets coaches fired. I'm watching Daniel Jones play for the Indianapolis Colts, a guy that they practically just picked up. I mean, they handed him $14 million. Let's not act like he didn't get paid, and he's a god-awful quarterback. But, like, he didn't have a ton of success in New York, enough to get paid a contract. But, like, it's not like he was a world-star quarterback in New York. He still is out there, and they put up, 40 this week against the Raiders? I think it was 40-6 was the final. I'm asking you to do half of that. That's going to put up half of those points in order to just show me there's a little bit of life here. And Kevin can't do it. Like, the offense is not so bad that you shouldn't be scoring 20. I'm sorry. Don't care what it is. Look around. Look at the Colts offense. It's not like there's a world star level team there. They're not good. The offense is not great. Like, Michael Pittman should be an inferior receiver to Jerry Jeudy. Jeudy should be a better receiver than Michael Pittman. You talk about the guys after that in the wide receiver room. There's some young names there that give some promise. It's the same thing as the Browns, basically. Like, Josh Downs is not an all-star level talent. Obviously, there's no all-star, but like, you know what I'm saying here. He's not a Pro Bowl level talent. He's not a great wide receiver. They got Tyler Warren this year. Really good-looking tight end. Offensive line's fine. This is not a team that should be consistently putting up 40, and they're not. They're not consistently putting up 40. But they don't struggle to put up 20. Because they have an offensive mind in Shane Steichen who finds ways to put up points. Like, you just find ways to put up points. That's what offensive-minded head coaches do. And consistently, the narrative here has been Kevin Stefanski and the offense struggle while the defense picks up the slack. That's what it's been. It's fine to have a good defense. It's fine for your defense to be better than your offense, especially when you look at it, the Browns defense plays the way that it does right now. The offense cannot be this bad, and Kevin Stefanski just sit there with no hot seat. As Mary Kay Cabot said earlier today, as Daryl echoed with us, the seat doesn't feel all that hot for Kevin Stefanski. And I sit there and I wonder how. How is it? Every other coach would be based on wins and losses, and most of the coaches would be out of here. It doesn't make any sense. And it's not just me saying this. Bruce Arians is on with the Pat McAfee show and was basically asked about Kevin Stefanski. What is the evaluation? You'll hear the question here as well as the answer for Bruce.
Stefanski, how do you guys view him?
I don't know how he's kept his job this long.
That's exactly. Yeah. Most coaches view that way. But I think everybody in the media's eyes just kind of give him a pass because the ownership decided to tie up the largest percentage in the history of a salary cap and kind of hamstring the entire team. Coaches, though, do they see it that way? Or is it just...
No, coaches are all about winning, man. It's all wins and losses. You can be the nicest guy in the world. You're going out the door. But I think maybe they see that continuity does matter. Because they went through so many people so fast in the Browns' history that they are trying to copy the Steelers a little bit. And let's keep our guys, let's keep our coaches, let's keep some continuity, and we'll put it together.
And I am in on continuity to a point. Like, it does make sense to try to have something, you know, that's actually consistent from year to year. And your head coach and your GM being that, if you have trust in them, makes sense. Guys, it's year six with Kevin Stefanski. He's made the playoffs twice. Yes, you can point to two Coach of the Year awards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I am looking around at the offense. It's like, if you were just losing and the defense was so inept and so bad, honestly, to a degree like it was when Joe Woods was the defensive coordinator, where it's like, all right, Kevin, I get it. You're an offensive-minded coach. You put somebody else in charge of the defense. If that's not holding up its end of the bargain, but you're holding up on offense, yes, you're still going to be judged on wins and losses, but at least it looks like you're doing your part. When the offense continues to look as bad as it has, don't care what quarterback's in the game. We've seen coaches win. It's not like there hasn't been a quarterback they've been able to select. They went into last year, riding out with Deshaun Watson, bringing in Jameis as the backup. They went into this year, yeah, not a ton of money to throw at the quarterback position. You drafted two guys. You brought in two veterans who were your choices, the guys that you wanted to bring in, right? You traded for one and you signed Joe. At some point, the offense has to wake up. At some point, the question of whether or not Kevin Stefanski is a good coach makes a lot of sense. Because I'm watching that game on Sunday, and I'm struggling to just find what makes Kevin a great coach. Find it for me. You're an offensive mind. You don't score points. You're not handling timeouts properly on Sunday. I mean, it was driving me nuts, because that is what a coach does when a coach tries not to lose a football game. It's like, all right, well, you know, if we give up a field goal here, don't worry. We'll have time on the clock, and we'll get the offense. But no. Make the Vikings beat you. You are the better team for the majority of Sunday. You are the better team on the field. Make the Vikings go 80 yards and score a touchdown. If they want to tie it and go to overtime, that should be your dream. You should be perfectly comfortable heading into overtime because, again, you are the better team in that game for a majority of the game. You looked like you were outmatching the Vikings. You should be trusting in your defense when it comes to overtime. You should be trusting in the fact that Carson Wentz is still banged up. So you know what? Leads him to a field goal here. I'd like to see you do it again. But instead, you play the conservative route, and it came back to bite you. It is not what winning football coaches do right now in the NFL. The winningest of football coaches are aggressive, and they go out there and they try to win games, not attempt to avoid losing them. Right now, it feels like you're sort of running into a situation. I'm not calling for Kevin Stefanski's job. This is not me saying firing him right now, partially because I still wonder if there's a good coach there, and partially because I'm very strongly against firing coaches in the middle of the season because I don't think it's all that productive. Unless you have a guy on the staff right now that you think you're going to hand the job to, which I really don't think that you do, because sure, you could hand it to Jim Schwartz. I don't think Jim Schwartz wants to be a head coach. He didn't want to be a defensive coordinator up until he took the job with the Browns. And unless you really think Tommy Rees is ready to take over that team, which I would draw a lot of questions on that too, it doesn't feel like the guy is in the room that you're ready to replace him with. What does that accomplish? But I'm looking around and I'm like, Kevin, you got to show me something. Show me that there's a good coach, because there does come a point where I look at things and I go, you can still be a good coach. Doesn't say that you have to be bad. Doesn't say that the moment you're fired, somebody else isn't going to go in, you know, at least take you to be an offensive coordinator somewhere else. Because I do think that's the case for Kevin. But there is a point where it's run its course and you haven't gotten the job done. And it might be a change of scenery you need. It also might need a just change of face in the room that the organization needs. There are times where splitting is a mutually good decision and can work out for both sides. Like, Kevin can still be productive, and it's not a loss on the Browns to not have Kevin Stefanski because he wasn't doing it while he was in Cleveland. Again, this is not a scream to fire Kevin, but it is, I think, a very real point to question just how good of a coach he is right now on this team. You're losing a lot of games, and you're doing it because the offense isn't living up to their side of the bargain. 216-474-0092. Do you still feel Kevin is a good coach? Let's go to Nick is in Talmadge. What's going on, Nick?
Jake, I try to listen to the show and relax and get an education, but I think it sounds like you're on your seventh cup of coffee, and it's going to get me wired.
I wish I could tell you. I drank coffee, Kevin. Or Nick, I really do wish I could tell you I drank coffee. This is just natural energy, unfortunately.
No, it's great. You got to have it. Listen, you make a lot of great points, and I'm not a Stefanski apologist. But what I want to, I guess what I want to make clear more than anything is that Stefanski hasn't had a playmaker since he's, I can't even remember the last playmaker we've had outside of Chubb.
if it weren't for all these guys turning down Pro Bowls and things like that, I don't know how many Pro Bowlers we'd have. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to say that I question him a lot, because I do. I'm a coach myself, different sport, but same philosophy. And I just, I can't give up on him, because I don't think we've given him a fair opportunity. I mean, I know you can say years and years, but I guarantee you that guy hated going to work every day. When they got Deshaun in there to try to run a system that he doesn't run, I guarantee you he hated going in. I guarantee you with the quarterback room having five guys in there this year, I think he feels micromanaged. So now that being said, I'll agree with you, like maybe it would be a mutually good parting. I mean, Schottenheimer was a great coach, but mm-hmm. there's a time where it's just time for him to go. So I do agree with you, but I do think I can't put this on Stefanski. I just, until you show me if he had anybody to use. I mean, the Colts have a great running game.
Yep.
They've got a nice athletic quarterback. And that opens up a lot of things. That makes fair receivers really good receivers. So, and I mean, that's, there's so many moving parts here, and I just hate to put it all on him. But I do agree a lot with what you say, maybe a change of venue, but I don't blame this on him.
Nick, I appreciate the call. We're up against it, so I got to let you go, but I appreciate it. I'm going to react to some of that coming back as well. What is it that you feel that Kevin Stefanski actually does well? It's all coming up here in 5 minutes on The Fan. I struggle to sit there and feel that what Kevin's doing right now is a winning product for the Cleveland Browns. Like, and we had a caller last segment, and Nick had brought up the point of like, hey, there's not a ton of playmakers. I can look to that. I can agree in some ways that, yeah, you've been missing guys. You've also had some nice players on this team too. Like, I don't think they've been completely devoid of talent. You had Nick Chubb for a number of years while he was here. You had, you know, as much as Barry struggled to get receivers in the room, you also had Amari Cooper for the last couple of years, who was a prominent 1,000-yard guaranteed receiver. Jerry Jeudy went for over 1,000 yards last year. David Njoku's a really good tight end they've struggled to use. You've drafted Quinshon Judkins and Harold Fannin in the offense this year. You can toss it to Dylan Sampson, but he obviously doesn't fit that same billing. But like, these are all very capable pass catchers, all very capable offensive weapons that should help. Like, yeah, they the Colts have a good run game, because I compared it to there where you have Daniel Jones. They have a good run game. They have an athletic quarterback. You also drafted two quarterbacks this year, which you could have found an athletic quarterback. Daniel Jones was a free agent this year. If you really wanted to pony up the money to pay him, and I know they were going for the money-saving move on quarterback, you could have ponied up the money to pay Daniel Jones if you really wanted to. He's one of the quarterbacks that I liked. I think when we did our quarterback big board, he finished in the top row of like six guys. I mean, it's just, again, I can sit here, and it's not even making excuses for Kevin, because I think they're valid points. But at some point, it's kind of put up or shut up. You don't just get to go out there and say, oh, I don't have the weapons in there. I haven't had a quarterback I liked. You were a part of getting Deshaun Watson. You were on board with that move. At least that's what the reliable reporting in town has told us, is that Kevin was in on the fact of getting Deshaun. You were, I think, very clearly a part of drafting Dylan Gabriel, because, again, that's a guy who just flat out fits your offense. So I got to think you like what you have in Gabriel. And hey, I'm not saying that it can't work with Dylan. I'm not saying that, you know, jury's out after 1 week of watching him play, because, again, it was fine. It just, again, watch you kind of shoot yourself in the foot. And it's where the mutual meeting part, when John Fanta goes on there and says it's just gotten stale. It's not that the offense doesn't work, period, because I compare it so often to a similar situation, I think, in Philly, where it's not an identical offense. Obviously, they have Jalen Hurts. Like, it is still an offense that predicates heavily on the fact that the defense is going to pick them up. They run the ball a lot, and they effectively find ways to win, and they effectively find way to put points on the board. Again, a more talented offense, a better offensive line, better pass catchers, a better running back. But you should still be out there and going and putting up 20. I'm not asking you to get to an NFC championship game and put up 50. I'm asking you to put up 20 points. That should not be like a tall task. The Browns are averaging less than 15 points a game in the first 5 weeks. They averaged a league low in points last year. It's with an offensive-minded head coach. Eventually, that does catch up with you. Like, I just don't understand how the conversation stays that Kevin's not on the hot seat. I understand that you are getting more time. I understand it. I know, and I've come to the defense of Kevin. I think he is a good football coach. I do think there's something there. I just don't know that you can continue to live with it on the Browns. I don't know that this is a pairing that makes the most sense moving forward. Again, not a fire Kevin right now, but unless you're going to show me something down the stretch of the season that, you know, I get guys in the room, I get an opportunity for something to actually happen on offense, and I'm putting these guys in a spot to succeed, I'm going to sit there and struggle to come to your defense to say that you're a good coach. Hey, there's going to be a lot more questioning. You don't get to just lose a ton of football games in the NFL and go, well, he's still a good coach. Hey, you don't get that free pass. That is not how the free pass works. You know, you got to be able to win games first. You have to be able to get there. And Kevin right now, I think, is stepping more in his way than he is actually helping. Like a conservative offense, an offense that does not turn the ball over, that's great, guys. It helps out your defense when you don't turn it over. You also can't be terrified to turn the football over either. We've seen that play out now. Terrified offenses are not good offenses. They're not. They don't help your team win games. Sometimes you need that electric play on the other side. You can't constantly put the fate of the world on the defense over and over and over again and then be surprised when it doesn't come through. Because I want to rely on the defense. I can trust in this defense. They are elite right now. I can't ask them to do it every single time. Eventually, the offense has to come out to play, and they have to be able to help them out. And it can't just be every single time of, you sustain drives down the field and you gotten into scoring position, because we saw teams make adjustment in the second half that did not work with Dillon Gabriel. It was a bad second half from the Browns on Sunday, and it was an abysmal fourth quarter offensively. You picked up one first down in the fourth quarter. That is the ultimate conservative play. It's like just constantly putting weight on top of a bridge and expecting it to hold up no matter how much you put onto it. Like, no, eventually you're going to see the cracks show through. Eventually those cracks are going to turn into legitimate problems, and that bridge is going to crumble. You saw exactly that. Like, again, I think there's blame to be put on the defense. You have to show up. I give you 80 yards and I ask you to stop that Vikings offense. You have to show up. Like, the unit does need to come through and do their job. But I can't continuously just expect the defense to be great on every single possession. Teams are going to score. This is the NFL. It's an NFL that is built for the offense. Teams are going to be able to score the ball no matter how great your defense is. Eventually, the offense needs to pick them up with explosive plays of their own. And Joe wasn't doing that. Dylan's not doing that. And at some point, I start to look at the offense and go, is it really the ability of the quarterback? Is that the only thing holding you back? Or is there maybe something in the game plan here? Maybe something, the directive coming down from up top, that is innately not allowing you to score points? And it feels like that's what Kevin's offense is to me. I struggle to find the thing you do well right now. Because you showed me it wasn't clock and timeout management. I don't think that's really ever been a strong suit of Kevin. I mean, he hasn't been great in that factory ever, but you live with it when the offense is doing well. But it's also like, okay, well, you have a good run game, but that's supposed to open up your passing game on offense. It hasn't. You were deemed coming in here that you were an offensive and a quarterback guru. That clearly has not panned out. The only thing that has worked well right now has been when you've switched defensive coordinators and allowed Jim Schwartz to take over the defense and do his job. That's not really on you. The head coach, like, great, delegate the power. Hey, that takes something, but you were never coaching the defense. That's always been somebody else. I don't need a star-studded offense. I don't need an offense that puts up 80 points. That's the ideal, is that I have a just explosive offense alongside a great defense, but I understand how the NFL works. I understand that's not sustainable. You have to be willing to do your job. You have to be willing to take risks, and right now Kevin's just not willing to do that. Again, it is a lot of coaching not to lose. And I do think that's something that you can get in your own head about as a head coach. Like, Kevin has lost so much that the feeling of actually getting the win under your belt has felt so elusive as of recent. As of the last 2 years, it's felt like that's a thing that you cannot capture right now if you're Kevin Stefanski. I get it. It's a hard road to go down. I still need you to hold the line. I still need you to coach like you're a team that's not fighting for every single win you can get, but that the expectation is that you win and that you trust that you have the better team on the field, especially in moments where you do. Again, I point to Sunday. You were the better team. You truthfully were. I think both by talent on the field and by the way you executed in the game, you were the better team for the majority of that game. You handled the fourth quarter like you were trying to steal a win. You handled the fourth quarter like you had been put in a position like you were against the Packers where you had no business winning. And it's like, all right, let's see if we can steal one. I don't need to steal one in that game. I need to earn it. I need to go out there and play as if I'm confident in the ability to do it. Kevin coached a very conservative offense in the fourth quarter and was very timid to be able to throw the ball, and it showed. 216-474-0092. What is it that Kevin Stefanski does well at this point? We'll get to some of your guys' calls coming up here as well. Get a grip in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.